Today we get to celebrate the kickoff of the Pensacola Bay Bridge replacement.
Governor Scott, along with many state and local officials, gathered at the north end of the 3 Mile Bridge to talk about the project and its impact on the area.
A $398 million project. As you would expect, you had a lot of people interested in making sure this bridge was done right, including your mayor. New 6-lane bridge connecting Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. It's great news for our families, for our visitors, all of our tourists, our military members, and all of our business travelers.
Construction on the bridge will take over 1,400 days with a total budget of just under $400 million. Governor Scott had praise for Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward for pushing the state to go ahead with the project.
The mayor was very active in making sure this was done the right way.
The governor almost threw me out of his office a few times the last 7 years, making sure that we were focused on this bridge and doing it right. But when you think about what's going to happen behind us, think about transportation. When you move people through a community, whether it's the state, your hometown, it's incredibly important to move people correctly. Visitors are going to be driving across this bridge, retirees, students, people going to work. It's incredibly important to have the best infrastructure that you can have.
Not only are we going to have a bridge, we're going to have a bridge that will not be tolled.
State Senator Doug Broxton.
And that is atypical of every bridge being built in Florida. So, Governor, thank you for giving us a free bridge.
In the early planning stages of the bridge project, there was a possibility that there could be a toll charge. Here's Representative Clay Ingram.
Going back several years, when we first heard about the need to replace the bridge that was at the end of its life, it was widely assumed that it was going to be tolled. And thanks to all of you and the legislative delegation, you know, making sure that we all made sure that there was an education about what that would do to people working at the beach or trying to get back and forth home from Gulf Breeze or to Pensacola or to Gulf Breeze every day and having to make that payment. It would be a hugely regressive tax that would hurt the people here, our citizens, who could least afford to pay that.
One of the officials who accompanied the governor to the ceremony was Jim Petronis, who earlier in the day Scott had named as the new state chief financial officer, replacing Jeff Atwater. Petronis, a business owner from the Panhandle, is familiar with the history and importance of the 3 Mile Bridge.
This bridge has an emotional spot in Northwest Florida. Whether you take Hurricane Ivan, Hurricane Dennis, the oil spill, the economy of Northwest Florida and the tourism economy here is vital. And this bridge is a huge artery.
Construction on the Pensacola Bay Bridge has been going on for a few weeks now. The first span is scheduled to be completed in January of 2019, with the final span opening in the summer of 2020. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.